This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome. I'm sorry, this is Deanna. Good evening. It is Monday, December 30th, 2013. This is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the cold suburbs of Chicago. Tonight I have the pleasure of subbing for my good friend Clint Richardson. Thanks for joining me on RBN. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. During the program, please email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the by visiting spingola.chatango.com. I was just listening to the music so intently that it didn't dawn on me that that is the music, the intro music. I'm so used to my own intro music that it just didn't dawn on me. Clint's website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. Be sure to watch his latest movie. It's fabulous. It is called Common Core, Agenda 21, and Global Governance. And it's a fabulous, fabulous movie. Well worth spending the time to watch it. It is almost 3 hours. He has all of these fabulous links to study that coordinate with the video. So please do go to his website, realityblogger.wordpress.com. Our call, our guest tonight is Veronica Clark. Welcome, Veronica. Are you there? Is Veronica with us? Dan, is Veronica with us? She what? Oh, she disconnected. Okay. Well, I'm not sure why she disconnected. Maybe she, maybe I'll just, can you try and get her back? Okay, working on it. All righty. Veronica's latest book is entitled War Wolves of the Iron Cross, Black Wolf, White Reich. And it just came out in December, just this month. And it is from Vera Icona Publishers, which is Veronica's publishing company. And this book is a translation of Gorsh Pekin and Cornelia Cruz's, well, I can't pronounce the actual title, because, but it does mean Prussian Bliss of Love, A German Family from Africa. And you may purchase this book via Amazon. And Anyway, I hope we get her back. I do not know what her website is. It used to be VeraIconaPublishers.org, and I don't think that that is the website anymore. Okay, do we have her back? Veronica, are you there?
Yes, I am. I don't know what happened.
Oh, well, I'm not sure. I was just waiting for my intro music, not realizing that of course, Clint's music is different, and I was just kind of enjoying the song and just listening and looking over my notes and things, and all of a sudden it dawned on me, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. That's the intro.
Right.
I have to say something here.
Very odd.
So tell us about your new book.
Okay, it's just the latest installment in the Werewolves of the Iron Cross series, and the main title is Black Wolf, White Reich, and the subtitle is An Afro-German Family in Nazi Germany. And the reason I say Nazi Germany and not NS or National Socialist Germany is because more people identify with Nazi. When they see that, they know exactly what you're talking about. If they were to see NS or National Socialist, they're not going to know right off the bat what that is. So I understand that some people were upset about my usage of the word Nazi, but I've already addressed that in the previous book. So,
okay.
And basically what this book is it's a story about an African individual who was brought to Germany as a child. And he then went on to found his own little family dynasty, the Sabak el-Sher family line in Germany. And the majority of the family lived under the Nazis. And they were all very mixed race. The girls in particular, I believe it was Editha and Ilse were the two girls who were the last in line. Those two look 100% white. One cannot even tell that they have any black blood whatsoever. And those would be the granddaughters of Gustav Sabak el-Sher. And that's really the individual that the book is centered on. His father was brought over as a gift to the Prince of Prussia. His name
what
was...
What time period?
This would be... I believe it was mid-1800s. I don't have the book in front of me, but mid to late 1800s. And then Gustav was there prior to the ascension of the National Socialists and then through that regime. And he was given a very prominent funeral, and on his casket was even featured a swastika flag. So kind of interesting, or a banner. But it just details the trials and tribulations of the family as well as their successes. And considering the context, they did very well under the Nazis. Some of them were actors. The two sons Gustav's two sons served in one of them served in the military, and he died or disappeared at Stalingrad. They're not totally sure if he died, but they suspected he did. He was a medic. And then the other son was going to be drafted into the Wehrmacht, but he was too old and frail health-wise. So the Wehrmacht decided not to draft him. And in fact, he got out of Volkssturm duty as well due to his age and frail health. So he survived the war.
Okay. All righty.
A very interesting story.
Okay. And this is a translation. And who translated this?
I translated this book.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Super. I know some of your other books you've had help, but you have, and you've got pictures in here, but you have learned the language sufficiently well. That you can translate now.
I use partial machine translation, but I am able to discern what is meant in almost every single passage. There's very little ambiguity, and mainly one has to know the context. I'm not going to claim that I'm a German expert, so anyone reading this can just judge for themselves. And, of course, I give the book its actual translated book, so one can certainly consult the German edition.
Sure.
But nothing was left out. Some things were a little more summarized or summarized differently from the original German. The original book is extremely anti-Nazi and very, very pro the family and pro-black.
Okay.
So I gave it a slightly different spin that's a little bit more objective between the two.
Okay. Why did you happen to do this book? What appealed to you that you wanted to translate this and make it available?
The main reason is because too many people are under the impression that things were completely cut and dried or black and white in Nazi Germany, and I am trying to show that that was not the case. And some have criticized me as trying to promote like a multicultural agenda or trying to paint Hitler as a non-racist, etc. But really what I'm trying to show is that the diversity that was present...
Veronica, would you...
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right,
it goes for a long time. I really like the song, but wow.
I do too, but enough is enough already.
We get the point, Roger Waters. We get the point. Okay, so
So you were talking about that you were being accused of being a multiculturalist or trying to promote a multicultural culture when there wasn't one or something. Somebody's
right.
always
now,
accusing somebody of something.
Exactly. I've had the Rainbow Reich accusation. I've had, oh, she's saying that Hitler was a multicultural or a multicultural proponent. I don't know what they mean by Hitler was a multicultural, but that's how it was put. That Hitler was pro-diversity, that he was advocating mixing with Negroid racial components, etc. That's not what I've ever said. What I'm trying to show is that the Nazis were far more tolerant of diversity and otherness than has been traditionally portrayed. And this is another aspect or another pillar of World War II and National Socialist research that, in my view, like the Holocaust, is important to undermine. And that's really my only goal, is to show that we've been incorrect in our analysis in this respect. Now, the only other argument that can possibly explain the tolerance of the diversity, the presence of the diversity in the military, civil sphere, etc., the alliances Hitler made with India and Japan over, say, German Americans or the British or these other elements, or even other white peoples in Europe, etc., is that the Nazis really did just use these other people, that they were so desperate and so pathetic in their racism and their superiority, if you will, so arrogant that they would just go use whoever they needed to achieve what they wanted to achieve. I don't see how anyone can get around one or the other. One either has to accept the trajectory that they were genuine in these alliances and in this tolerance. There was always going to be some practicality that some Germans were interested in simply using these people for their own ends. But war, that changed. Go ahead.
But didn't they attempt to befriend all of their neighbors, their European neighbors? They attempted to befriend Britain and to make an alliance against the Soviets. And the British simply would not work with them, not in any way, shape, or form. But there were these other groups, these other nationalities, India, Japan, mm-hmm. And other groups who also embraced nationalism and saw what Hitler was attempting to do?
Absolutely correct. That is what I argue. And Gerald Horn in Race War, which is one of the premises that the Axis History Forum people attacked me on, Gerald Horn says basically, now he doesn't actually say this, but this is what one can infer from what he says. The British and other white races slapped the Germans' hand. No, we don't want an alliance with you. And so, in rejection, the Germans turned to the non-white races, such as the Indians, Japanese, etc., even many Slavic derivatives, like the Croats and whatnot, in order to overthrow the prevailing Anglo-Saxon power strangle on the world. So, in a sense, it was almost like the Nazis were reacting to the Anglo-Saxon racism, and part of that reaction to that supremacy was to go to these other races and use them to overthrow that Anglo-Saxon supremacy. So, it's very difficult for me to see how certain people can't see it as an intra-racial war, that this was white on white, really, and that other people were kind of drawn into it. Now, they had their own goals, of course. One of the Japanese prime goals was to overthrow white supremacy generally, and they saw in Germany a great chance to do so. They were mainly anti-British and anti-American.
Right, right. And that was beginning with just after World War One.
Right.
When they wanted to have some sort of a say at the Paris Peace Conference and were not allowed, and they were not allowed any kind of equality.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely it's
exactly.
A long-term kind of a thing. Now, you mentioned AxisHistory.com. and there was an issue that that somehow you were black banned from this site?
Yeah, apparently the guy that runs it, I believe he's Swedish, his name is Marcus Wendell, and it's Access History, forum.accesshistory.com. He had posted something about my books, and it's literally, the thread is Black Nazis by Veronica Clark. Mm-hmm. And he does not give the full title in that original thing. The full title is Black Nazis, A Study of Racial Ambivalence in Nazi Germany's Military Establishment, Non-German Ethnic Minority and Foreign Volunteers, Conscripts, Laborers, and POWs, 1940-1945. I have since expanded that because as I did that research, I saw that it wasn't just the military realm, but it was also the civil realm, and that this, in fact, preceded the war in many instances. For example, Ukrainians and Germans had started collaborating through military intelligence in 1938. This later became the Nachtigall Battalion. So these things did, in fact, precede the war, these inter-ethnic alliances, if you will. So he just puts black Nazis. And then the first thing he says is, the description suggests that it is an apologist work, but I would like to hear your thoughts on the books. So he doesn't try to ask me, and my email address is right in the book, and you can just do the look inside feature on Amazon. One doesn't even have to buy my book. And the email address is right there. He's asking everybody on this forum, hey, tell me if this is an apologist work. And then everybody starts weighing in from there.
Oh, wow.
And what I found really odd is that they will not accept the Black Nazis title. And this is something that it's recently come to light on another blog. And I don't know why people are so hung up on the Black Nazis thing, but let me just explain the origin of that. I had come across an article in Ken Magazine. In the magazine, which was a temporary wartime publication in America, it says Black Nazis, literally. And the Allies are clearly denouncing these blacks for being dupes of the Nazis, if you will. Okay, so in order to accept this racist article itself, one has to think that the blacks were simply used. And we've gone over this before in a previous radio show of yours, where we said you either have to go with, yeah, the whites were so supreme that they were able to use all these other, quote-unquote, stupid, backward people, or you can see it from the perspective of these blacks saw in working with the Nazis, collaborating with the Nazis, a way to raise themselves up, that they were equally using the Nazis, that it was a true collaboration and alliance. And of course, the Germans were counting the mixed race blacks, what they're described as quadroons and octoroons in this article, in the count that was the basis of Berlin's claim that a third of the white population in Germany, East Africa, was German. So they were claiming these
Veronica.
People.
I'm sorry, we do have a break, a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest, Veronica Clark.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
Welcome back. Imagine. This is Diana, and I am subbing for Clint tonight. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com, and his chat room, if you'd like to visit the chat room during the program, is corporationnation.chatango.com. There are people also in my chat room, which is spingola.chatango.com. Visit in either place and ask questions. You can ask questions during the program by emailing comment@spingola.com. All righty. Our guest is Veronica Clark. She is the author of a lot of books. And it's kind of interesting, as we were talking before, I was going over the list of your books. It's not like you haven't written a lot or translated a lot of other books about various topics related to the Third Reich, that they would just kind of pick on this one and criticize you for the title.
Mm-hmm. And this one was actually my original book. I was never intending to publish or write like I have. But everything is since then has been a spinoff from that original book. Now, just a little bit more on this forum. So the Black Nazis title comes from that Ken magazine article. I was able to actually get the Ken magazine from eBay, so I have it, and it's interesting because it's right underneath an article about a pamphlet called Roosevelt is a Jew in the magazine, and that was put out by the Nazis as well. So just really interesting. But it was Friedrich Berg who had originally proposed, why don't you just call it Black Nazis? He didn't like the original title. He's like, my goodness, that sounds like some ridiculous academic thing, the original title. He's like, you got to have something other than that. So we both kind of pondered around, and that magazine came up, and that's how it came to be. So it's not even my title. I must give credit to Fritz Berg for recommending it.
Okay. And as I mentioned, you do have a lot of other books, and you have you do all of your own typesetting and everything, which is amazing. There are a lot of people out there who say, well, how could I write a book? How could I get it printed? How could I get it published? And you have the software and everything, so you're doing all of your own work, all of your own publishing. Isn't that correct?
Correct. I stopped using the other guy I had. I didn't really like the way he'd make the text go into the very corner of the book, etc. There were just issues. And he left large gaps of space in my book. So you'll be reading and there's a big space gap. That's unfortunately, there's nothing I can do now because I do not have those original files. So in the possession of those PDFs. And I'm not going to get those back. But I wanted a more professional presentation, so I started doing my own. And then I also do my covers. So the Albion and Zion United cover is mine. The Black Wolf White Reich cover artwork is mine. And then the four Power Wolf books are mine.
Great. Great. Well, I like the format that you use here, as opposed to the one that I can tell what you're talking about. And actually, I hadn't noticed that before, but... Boy, there's no margins, and it just...
Right. He crams a lot of text on there.
Right.
So, not the worst thing ever, but it's just, it makes it easier to read when the text block is smaller on the page. So that's really all I have to say on that.
Sure.
What else would you like to...
Well, so that was you were banned from the site.
I can't log in. It doesn't actually say that I'm banned because I'm German researcher on there, and it still says member, but I can't log in. It says I don't have that permission anymore. So they have banned, they've effectively locked me out of logging back into Access History Forum, but for members that were banned, it actually says banned. So I don't know what they're doing.
Wow. Well, that's very interesting.
But they locked the thread. They said that an uncivil post took place, an uncivil interaction. They deleted an entire page and a half of posts that were mainly mine. And then he put an uncivil exchange was removed and the thread is locked on December 12th, 2013. So one cannot even post to that thread anymore. It's completely locked out.
Well, that's amazing.
He removed the, I did submit the Ken magazine article, Black Nazis, and put quite a bit more information, including a quote from Hans Massaqua's memoirs, Destined to Witness, where the SS man interviewing him is impressed with the axe he made. And he just tells him, look, we're going to need people like you. You are going to be the future mediator go-between us and Africa when we get that colony back. So there's no suggestion of you're not part of our folk and... You know, you N-I-G-G-E-R kind of a thing. There is no hate or hostility. It's simply that Germany was going to try to find a place for these racial others. And that's really all it was. I did find an interesting book in French. And I sent you the, I believe I sent you the link to this.
Yes,
it's
you did.
By Sergi or Sergei Billet. And it's, I can't pronounce French. Sombre or Sombres Bourreau. And it's basically about the blacks that collaborated with the Nazis. He has a swastika on the front and then all these Africans around it. And in this book, he has an Afro-German mixed race officer pictured in 1940 on page 130. And his name was Mandenga Ngango. I had only mentioned his name in my book, but this takes it even a step further. Because this man has the actual primary documents in France and whatnot on these men's lives. So it's just another book that goes right along with mine.
Interesting.
A little more, very anti-Nazi, though, for the most part.
Okay. I do have a couple of email questions. People can ask questions during the program by just emailing comment@spingola.com. And a question, have you disavowed the research about Adolf Hitler and the NSDAP that you professed in your books and radio interviews?
I have to a degree, yes, because it's being misused, and it's also being abused. The misusage is that white nationalists are using it for their advantage, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to say, hey guys, the Nazis weren't so racist, you're okay with white nationalism if we ever get into power. I don't like my work being used for a political agenda like that, especially when it's trying to lull non-whites into accepting white nationalism and that white nationalism means them no harm. And that's exactly how it's being used and politicized. The second thing is the abuse. Basically just trying to portray me as undermining Hitler and painting him as a really multiculturalist and all these things, which I have never done. I did come across one review of one of my books, and it's the only one that has ever understood what I'm about. And let me just read it. It's by a guy who goes by F. Dabney on Amazon. He says, I don't know anything about the author, but I kind of assumed that the title of her book was meant to poke fun at the diversity commissars. This is in reference to Triumph of Diversity, A New Look at Hitler's Armed Forces, which is out of print. He says, other than that, it's well known that a lot of non-Germans and quite a few non-Europeans served in the German armed forces in World War II. Also well known that Jesse Owens was more celebrated in 36 Germany than in the U.S., and that it was a myth that he was snubbed by Hitler. The author is most likely an eccentric iconoclast who enjoys thumbing her nose at the conventional. The last major Western taboos revolve around the whole Hitler question. I cannot possibly put it better than that. The Triumph of Diversity title was, in a sense, sarcastic. But, in a sense, it was also honest, because true diversity is not this kind of communistic or liberal democratic melding of everybody into one PC universalist personhood. It's about keeping the constellation intact, that we are all different. And Hitler respected that, as did National Socialism. So.
Okay. All righty. So you haven't really changed your views on National Socialism or on Hitler?
I have changed some of my views, yes. I believe that Alfred Rosenberg, was more intuitive and should have been given more power by Hitler. He was a more intuitive person. He understood the necessity of somehow including Slavicdom or Slavdom in this new order for Europe. And Hitler was too adamant against that. It was his downfall.
Okay, we do have to go to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Your life through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
All righty, welcome back. I think I've got this music thing down. I get so involved in what the music is saying that I just let it, go on and on. But anyway, welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest tonight is Veronica Clark. Now, you do not have a website any longer. It used to be VeraIconaPublishers.org, but you don't have a website anymore?
No, I have a personal blog, but it's completely unrelated to anything we're discussing. It's just basically news articles.
Okay. All righty. Great. You are the author of Warwolves of the Iron Cross, A New Look at Hitler's Armed Forces, and Black Nazis, A Study of Racial Ambivalence in Nazi Germany's Military Establishment, and Black Nazis II, Ethnic Minorities and Foreigners in Hitler's Armed Forces, The Unbiased History. You are the translator and editor of Warwolves of the Iron Cross, The Hyenas of High Finance, which I must say is my favorite, and Hitler and Himmler Uncensored. And your most current book is Black Wolf, White Reich. And that's it, right?
There were other, there's a few others, but the people that have translated in the past no longer want affiliation with me for reasons of their own. Some of it's fear-based because they don't want to be extradited or there's laws against Holocaust denial, etc., in the countries where they're at, and I respect that, but I don't want to claim sole credit on the translations that I did not do because that has also been leveled against me.
Really?
So, yeah, it has.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, but now, on some blogs. I'm not going to name names because that's...
Okay, no, I'm not asking.
Yeah. It gets rather scary when we start doing that.
Sure. Now, did you post on a forum, did you say, I, V.K. Clark, do hereby declare in this public forum...
Yes, I did. That is mine.
Okay.
And part of that was... I'd say 99.9% of that was because of white nationalism and white nationalists somehow trying to either involve me or draw me into their fights or their agenda or what have you. These people will not let me be. I don't know why. They either see me as useful in trying to legitimize white nationalism, or they see me as somehow trying to subvert them through my work, which I could care less about them. I don't care about them at all. I'm not trying to subvert anything. But these people tend to be extremely paranoid. And so they see anybody who is even somewhat liberal-minded as a subverter or some kind of agent. And I had mentioned in one of your previous programs that I was a paid supporter of the SPLC since 2009. I gave the specific reason why that was in your radio interview, but none of them cared to listen to that, I guess. So now they suspect me as being a mole. And that's fine. But the truth is, one can simply donate as little as $10 in a year, and they'll send you a membership card. So it doesn't mean that you're involved.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, that's like me getting a list from the CFR of all of the, well, their end of the year booklet. They do an end of the year booklet, and I really like getting that booklet, and so I asked for it, and they sent it to me. That doesn't mean that I belong to the CFR.
Correct, and I do like reading what the SPLC has to say because it tells us their agenda.
Exactly. And I like to look at what they are doing so that I can be aware. It's like the attorney who prepares the other side's case just so he can anticipate what the other side would do or present. I mean, that is just being alert. And you always have to look at both sides.
Right. And I don't 100% oppose what they do. I do support their stance on protecting immigrant rights, etc., since we do have those people over here, and corporate power is so immense here. And those people don't have another advocacy like the SPLC that has that much money and power behind it. So supporting some frivolous little something rather over here is not going to get their rights asserted like the SPLC would. So that would be the other reason. And that's really it.
Right. Regarding white nationalism, I don't pay much attention to it. I have had some white nationalists on my program and was kind of shocked because I have a lot of friends, a lot of people on my program who are certainly not white. I have respect for a lot of people, not because of their ethnic background, but because of who they are. So I don't get caught up in movements like the white nationalist or the CI movement, which I think is also, I mean, it has its good points, and I'm sure it has some wonderful people that work within it. But I think if we start embracing one kind of ideology at the exclusion of other people, I think that we leave out a lot of opportunities to teach or to share things with them.
I would agree. And just concerning Tila Tequila's interest in Adolf Hitler and related subject matter, it's always encouraging to see people other than Europeans and white Americans interested in World War II revisionism and unorthodoxy. So, I mean, that's important. It's important that non-whites see that they weren't simply used by the Nazis and Hitler. Now, if one wants to contend that they were simply used, then that's an opposing thesis to mine. But I do not agree with that thesis. I think that is a flawed thesis, and there's plenty of evidence that contradicts that thesis. And let me just read this one thing. Now, I had come across this book after I published the Platterhoff speech, and we can get to that later. Okay. But this book, I cannot recommend this enough. Every single person must read Christopher Hutton's Race and the Third Reich. In this book, Gunther, and this Hans K. Gunther is really the father of Nordicism. He is the reason why Nordic supremacy and the whole blonde-haired, blue-eyed Superman idea was introduced into NS rhetoric in the first place. Let me just say what he said about the German people. According to Gunther, six basic races made up the German folk: the Nordic, the Mediterranean, the Dinaric, the Alpine, the East Baltic, and the Falian or Falian. The Alpine is what Hitler was, as according to, it's that one thing on the history of the white race online. They have Hitler as an Alpine. Alpine is an interesting mix, and I will get to that here straight from Gunther. So there was also the proposition of a unique Sudeten race, but Gunther didn't give many details on that, and it was really just kind of dropped. So we are talking about six root races of Germanism or Germandom. Okay, and in addition, the German-speaking population had undergone influence from non-European races. This is coming straight from Gunther now, such as the Negro Negerish race, in particular via Southern Europe, the Mongolian race, the Near Eastern race, which would be Middle Eastern, which is related to the Dinaric race, and the Oriental race. So he does not give us specifics on, okay, well, what was the Dinaric, the Oriental, etc. That is up to geneticists today to determine. But I have a feeling, given the E1B1B presence in the German people today and in Hitler's own family, that that was partly Somali. And this cannot be denied by anybody, that these, the Germans are part Negroid and Mongolian and this Near Eastern or Oriental. I just thought that was really interesting coming from the Nordicist Gunther. Now, he advocated that in spite of this, in spite of the fact that the German folk are literally a bastardized mixed-race people, and this is coming straight from these theorists, they are already miscegenated bastards who have been degraded. Wow. We can still save the Nordic element if we breed selectively.
Sure. All righty, we are going to our top-of-the-hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour, so stay tuned.
With financial